We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter titled The Residents of Jambudvipa Offer Prayers. We will read two verses because verse 24 doesn't have commentary. And verse is also not on the whiteboard because it's in prose. Ramaya Keche Bhagavata Priyat Tamam matsyam avatara rupam tatvarsha purushasya mana prak pradar shitam sa idanim api mahata bhakti yoganarda hayatidam chandrati. Shukadeva Goswami continued. In Ramayaka Varsha, where Vaivasvata Muni rules, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Matsya at the end of the last era, the Chakshasha Manvantara. Vivasvata Manu now worships Lord Matsya in pure devotional service and chants the following mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Mukhyatmaya Nama Sattvaya Pranaya Jase Sahase Balaya Maha Matsyaya Nama Iti. Word by word translation. Om, my Lord. Namaha. Respectful obeisances. Bhagavate. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mukhyatabhaya. The first incarnation to appear. Namaha. My respectful obeisances. Sattvaya, unto the pure transcendence. Pranaya, the origin of life. Ojase, the source of the potency of the senses. Sahase, the origin of all mental power. Balaya, the origin of bodily strength. Mahamatsyaya, unto the gigantic fish incarnation. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Iti, das. Translation and commentary purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is in pure transcendence. He is the origin of the life, bodily strength, mental power, and sensory ability. Now as Matsyavatara, the gigantic fish incarnation. He appears first among all the incarnation. Again, I offer my obeisances unto him. Purport. Sri Ajayadeva Goswami sings, Pralayo payodahi jale dritavan asi vedam vihitam vahitra charitram akedam keshavadrita mina sharira jaya jagadisha hare. Soon after the cosmic creation, the entire universe was inundated with water. At the time, Lord Krishna Keshava incarnated as gigantic fish to protect the Vedas. Therefore, Manu addressed Lord Matsya as Mukhyatma, the first incarnation to appear. Fish are generally considered a mixture of modes of ignorance and passion, but we must understand that every incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely transcendental. There is never any deterioration of the Supreme Lord's original transcendental quality. Therefore, the word sattvaya is used here, meaning pure goodness on the transcendental platform. There are many incarnations of the Supreme Lord, Varahamurti, the boar form, Kurvamurti, the tortoise form, Haigrivamurti, the form of the horse, and so on. Yet, we should never think any of them material. They are always situated on the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure transcendence. Again, two verses. Shukadeva Goswami continued. In Ramayaka Varsha, where Vaivasvatam man rules, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears of the Lord Matsya at the end of the last era, the Chakshusha Manvantara. Vaivasvata Manu now worships Lord Matsya in pure devotional service and chants the following mantra. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is pure transcendence. He is origin of the life, bodily strength, mental power and sensory ability. Known as Matsya Avatara, the gigantic fish incarnation, he appears first among all incarnations. Again, I offer my obeisances unto him. Hare Krishna, I will try to speak in English, but I'm not so good. Please excuse my pronunciation. First I will thank first I would like to little bit speak about words which are not very common. What is Ramayaka Varsha, what is Jambudvipa, who is Vaivasvata Manu, who is Lord Matsya, that we have more clear picture. It is said that when Priyavrata was not satisfied how sun goes around Mountain Meru, this is the circle in the center of this big circle, then he decided that he will, with his effulgent of his chariot, compete with sun, and then when he was traveling around the earth, he created seven islands, and then one of them in the center is called Jambudvipa. And then he divided this island to the his sons, and the elder son he was given this Jambudvipa, and then his sons then divided this Jambudvipa to this nine varshas. Varsha means this is land between two mountains or between sea and mountain. In our case, what we know is on the bottom, it's Bharata Varsha. This was the eldest son of I will not speak because I didn't look so much. But he gave him Bharata Varsha, and then this Varsha was before named Ilavata Varsha, but then because Bharata was so great king, this Varsha was named by him. And then we all know that even now India is called Bharata Varsha. And if we read Vedic scriptures, we can see that this Varsha, this valley, is located between sea water, salty water, and Himalaya. But another Varshas or another mountains, they are not so known to us. All these lines, they are chains of mountains and divide all the Varshas. If we look on the top, we see where Ramayaka Varsha is located. And in this Varsha is interesting that in this Varsha resides Vaivasvata Manu, because we are asking ourselves if we follow Manu Sanhita, where this Manu resides, and then Srimad Bhagavatam gives us answer that he's located in Ramayaka Varsha. And what another interesting point, that in every Varsha there is different incarnation. And majority in this Jambudvipa, they are Lila Avatars, what means that they are an incarnation of Lord who descends to this earth to perform some particular pastimes, which demons or materialistic people cannot understand, but devotees accept very easily. No problem if there is some strange explanation why Lord appears like boar. But Vera said that Lord accepts form that he can perform such act that is very easy to perform, like boar. He lifts earth from ocean and he uses his tusks, and then is very appropriate for such animal. And also in today verse, incarnation is Matsya avatar. This is gigantic fish, and also this gigantic fish, it's no problem if there is a lot of water. He is very satisfied. It's opposite. If there is no water, that they cannot live. We can see that we also know where Mount Kailash is located. It's at this valley beneath the Mount Meru. There is heavenly regions, and it's said that when we go on Svargaloka and when our pious deeds are almost finished, then we go to these regions, and there it's described that there are four great lakes with different tastes, and also four very known heavenly gardens. The most known is Nanda Kanana, and then if we read when Kardava Muni and the Vahuti went, they described these regions they were enjoying. This was like a word to the Vahuti, because he was living with Kardava Muni and he lived like he ascetic life, and he lost her effulgence and bodily strength and everything. And then Kardava Muni then could see that maybe he must also satisfy his wife, and then he created this flying city, and they were traveling all around these regions. And it's interesting that Ganga descends from this Karana ocean and falls on the Meru, and then it divides on the four parts, and then one part which flows through the Bharata Varsha falls on the head of Shiva, and Shiva is located on this Varsha in the middle. And it said that Shiva also worships one particular incarnation, is called Sankarsana, and we can see that Sankarsana is connected with false ego, and Shiva is also connected with false ego. Maybe this is a little bit confusing, and said in Srimad Bhagavatam that these regions are basically earthly heaven, because you live a lot, great amount of time, not so much like in this star Svargaloka, but it is also very long time. It's explained around 10,000 years. You can read these things in Ramayana or Mahabharata, and also can, if you read these scriptures, you can see that in Treta Yuga, when people were very pious, you could enter these heavenly regions, but in Kali Yuga, where our pious acts and pious life is not so on the great scale, we cannot enter. And everybody who read Ramayana was reading that when Hanuman was searching Sita Devi, they were searching all these varshas where Sita Devi is located, and they didn't find it. And it is said in this, it's interesting that next varsha, just beneath the Bharata Varsha, is where Hanuman worships Ramachandra, and is region where this I don't know, they are not exactly apes, half human, half apes. Varanas, I think they are And in the Mahabharata is also described when Arjuna was collecting treasures for Rajasoya sacrifice. He wanted to enter these regions. It's said that you can enter these regions through the Himalaya region. And then they were saying that you can enter, but you will not be able to see nothing. Even you are very pious. Now is Kali Yuga approaching. Nobody can enter. But we are so satisfied with the ruling of Yudhishthira that we will give you what you need for the ruling. And then they are both satisfied. What is interesting that this description of Matsya Avatara we can also find in other religious scriptures, namely Bible, but it doesn't speak about Matsya Avatara, but speaks of this universal flood. And everybody who reads Vedas can see that this knowledge was lost, and then we can see that only 96% of Vedas are still present and another are not so much. That we know that when Srila Prabhupada wanted to describe this cosmology, it was not so easy task, because a lot of knowledge is lost. If you search on internet, you cannot find another resources than Srimad Bhagavatam or Ramayana or Mahabharat. Maybe some Puranas, and that's it, not so much information. Not to speak of Bible, when they just describe there is flight, and then that was this person named Noah who was saving these creatures. And also here is described, but it's a little bit more information. It is said that flood appears in three particular times. One time is when Brahma goes to sleep. This is Brahma's night. It's said that then the flood is still the Brahma Loka. Only Brahma survives this flood. And he said sometimes even Brahma, like we, must go after lunch sleeping, and then this universe, it's also under the water, but not to Brahma Loka. And I can speculate that this is answer to this Prabhupada commentary, that one times in the beginning of soon after the cosmic creation, the entire universe was inundated with the water. What I can understand is that this was like partial dissolution, that water was just partially on the planetary systems. But we can also read in Vedas that when all the universe is destroyed, then water consumes all the universe, and so much water, and all the planets are so long in the water that everything dissolves to the dust, and then this goes to more subtle elements, and then everything disappears, and then Mahavishnu breathes out, and then everything appears again. We can see that this lila appeared in the Chakshusha Manvantara, and then we can read, I think it's in 9th canto, that, or on the end, maybe end of 8th canto, I think end of 8th canto, that how was the name of this king who caught the Matsya fish? Okay. Me also. This was one saintly king, and then when he was performing this morning rituals. He saw one fish, and then, like as a king, he fish said that fish needs protection, and king is supposed to protect all the living entities. And then he put her over the one small pool, and when he wake up in the morning, he said that this fish is too big for this pool. And then in few another days, he was changing bigger size of these pools, and then on the end, no pool fit for this fish. And then he said that maybe he must put this fish into the ocean. And he can also see that the ocean was rising, and then he built the ark, and then with help of Matsya, fish incarnation, it said that he tied the rope to, I don't know how is this, roh? Horn, okay. This horn, he tied the ark, that this ark was not too much disturbed by this rain. And this is description how Matsya Avatara saved this king on the boat, and I suppose it was the same like that he kept all the living entities on this boat. What Prabhupada here describes is that all incarnations which appear in earth, they are in pure transcendence, what means that they are not under the influence of three modes like we. That means that Lord Krishna or incarnation of Lord Krishna appears by their own will, especially its Bhagavad Gita is explained why they appear. Paritranaya sadhanam vinashya chadushkirtam dharma samstapartaya sambhavagyage. That first thing, he descends that he protects his devotees. Then if there is some influence of demons, then destroys the demons. And also that saves the literature or Vedas. In our case, there were no demons, but there was like he gave protection to the this saintly king, and also save the Vedas. Satyavrata Muni. Satyavrata. But in our case, we take this body according to karma and our desire. It is said it's not just by karma, but we have also desire, but we can see that our desire cannot be fulfilled every time. I will give some explanation that every athlete wants to go Olympic Games and win these Olympic Games, but we can see, everybody who was doing some sport can see that it's not so easy to come on Olympic Games. But we can see that some people, they are from the beginning very good. What this means that maybe previous life were like us who tried to go to achieve some results, but were not able, but desire was there to achieve. But karma or fruity activities from this life and previous life was not so much that we can do. But we can see that some people from the birth, they're just going very quickly up. And we can see that if we have good karma and good proper desire, we can achieve. It's also, every man wants to buy Ferrari, but majority we don't have money to buy. Then we buy Kia or something, and then we are a little bit satisfied. And usually, Prabhupada very much points out that our body and body of Supreme Lord incarnations, they are not the same. Now our body is made of material elements, but the body of Krishna is purely transcendental. And also Prabhupada describes that Krishna body can perform all every part of his body can perform different tasks. It's not that that like we can use our mouth to eat, but Krishna can eat with his eyes. What is interesting is also that Panchatatva Shishigoni Taiki. Many people doesn't understand why we suffer, why we have so many difficulties in this life, why we must take birth when we are always sick, why we are under influence of old age, and then on the end for the for the world we die. This is like then people are asking themselves, what is purpose of life? And many people who doesn't have so much knowledge, I would say knowledge from Vedas, they just criticize Lord or God, that why there is so much wars, if there is God, there is no wars, and why is famine, why is the floods, why is all these things. But devotees who read these Vedic scriptures, they can clearly understand that this is actually mercy of God, that we should live in more bad situation like we are living. And on the end, I will conclude that if we truly understand why Lord Krishna appears or different incarnation appears, and we understand these transcendental pastimes, there we are qualified to enter spiritual world, or with another word, that we will not accept this material body and we will not be under the influence of birth, disease, old age and death. If there is some questions or commentaries or something you can ask, or criticism. Yeah, this is from birth perspective. It is described that if we look how this earth, now is so much confusion, is earth flat or is earth round? In Vedas it's described that it's both, but it's only what we can see is on the bottom you can see this dot. Only one of those dots is visible to our eyes, to our pious activities. This is earth, and it is form of the globe. But another thing is like, if you can, it's like this. It's very thin. Even like CD disc is very thin, but it's very wide to the circle. And on this surface you have many lands. It's not just our land, and they're also confusing that if we compare this width and the length of the Himalaya, it's like, I don't know, it's 10 times higher than our Himalaya, and also it is maybe 10 times broader than the earth, all Himalaya, which is described in the Vedas. And many scientists, especially Sadaputta Prabhu, describe that we have many theories how we can put together these things, but one of his theories is that this earthly planets, or what we see on the table, it's also there, we can see another circles is salty water, then is region of another like land, and then is another region of yogurt and then another land and then ghee, another land and so on. And he said that we cannot see with our eyes. Maybe in Treta Yuga we could see, but it's like another dimension, and this dimension we sometimes can enter through the Himalaya region, and sometimes we can see that some people see some strange things. We can also see that it's Gandharva Pura is described in Himalayas, but now nobody saw Gandharva Pura. And also some people enter the lower regions when the deities reside, and but this is occasionally, but people who doesn't have all description of how it which they are confused, and then on internet they create own theories, and then it's everything confusion. It is also said when, now we are building this Vedic planetarium in Mayapur, is also not so easy to combine all these things because it's very difficult. It's easy to explain to the devotees these things because they accept on the basis of Vedas, but to explain this out to outside people, many questions, why is like this, and then it's more difficult. Something else? Yes. I also heard that in nowadays influence of this golden age, it's influencing like that we can understand more things, and also many people by mercy of Prabhupada are vegetarians, and they are saying that also this healing potency of herbs will increase and all the things will be more. You can see that before nobody in our region is just one writer or poet who before Second World War he knew about Krishna because he was traveling in India, and then he wrote one poem about little blue boy. But majority, if you ask who is Krishna, maybe 40 years ago nobody would know, but now everybody knows. Incarnation, karma, yoga. Before nobody knew what is. I know when I was young, only what I was connected with yoga was this Mahasvarananda Swami. This was like yoga in daily life. This was in Slovenia. This was like more than 30 years ago, but nothing else about yoga. Something else? Hare Krishna, Granta Rachimai Bhagavatam ki. Shiva Prabhupada aquí, Gaurav Bhaktavrinda aquí.